Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and we celebrate and honor current and former members of the U.S. Armed Forces and those who sacrificed their lives in service to our country. We also celebrate military spouses and caregivers. In Ventura County, we are lucky to have so many resources available for veterans and active duty members. Here to tell us more about employment services and more on that is Kimberly Green, Employment Program Manager, Employment Development Department, Workforce Services. Kimberly, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, especially as we approach Memorial Day weekend here. Let's start off, Kimberly, if you could tell us about the Veterans Program and services available through the Americans Job and Career Center in Ventura County.
Great. Thank you. So the Employment Development Department Veteran Employment Services develop and support programs that increase opportunities for California veterans through job training and employment guidance. So veterans can get comprehensive assessment of education, skills, and abilities, job training, assistance with developing an individual employment plan, which charts out a map targeting a chosen career and how to get there. Career coaching and labor market information, workshops to help them become job ready, and job referrals. Veterans are entitled to priority of services for job referrals and training, as well as other services. For example, we have CalJobs. This is our EDD online resources to help job seekers and employers navigate our services. Veterans have access to this 24 hours before the general public.
Kimberly, if we look at skills that veterans have that give them an edge when applying for a civilian career, tell us about some of those unique skills for veterans.
So our veterans, they've already established both technical and non-technical skills that are, these are extremely valuable to, for civilian employers. They've earned these skills through on-the-job training in the military. Some of them have non-technical skills, which are essential to and transferable to all civilian careers. Some of these non-technical skills are handling work stress, being dependable and reliable, persistent, interpersonal skills, attention to detail, conscientiousness, teamwork, and team building. These are the basic skills learned by all veterans during basic training. And the other non-technical skills include oral communication, managing and supervising others' work, decision-making, critical thinking. So the key for veterans returning to non-military life is ensuring that they understand how to describe these skills in terms that apply to the civilian career.
Kimberly, that's such a great point, because sometimes it sounds weird, but people don't know what they know that's unique to them, and they might not see these as special skills. So you really have to encourage these veterans to put that on the resume and also make that clear at the interview. Are there any special ways you encourage them, or you bring this out of the veterans to show them that they do have transfer skills that would work great in the private sector? Is there a coaching process here, Kimberly?
Yes, absolutely. With EDD's veteran career coaching, we show them on their resumes, potential employers, the enormous skills that they bring to the table. But our veteran representatives explain what the hiring employers are looking for and how to develop and deliver self-promoting messages that enable private sector employers to recognize the value veterans bring to their organization.
And Kimberly, the other thing is, it's obviously a clear benefit for a veteran to be employed, but these workforce professionals, as the veterans, let's talk about how the businesses benefit by hiring these veterans. Are there incentives, first of all, for businesses to hire veterans? And let's talk about some of the things that the business owners will profit and benefit by hiring a veteran.
Okay. So employers benefit from hiring veterans because of those essential skills that veterans have. they have on-the-job experience that they've earned from formal military training and education. This sets veterans apart from civilians of equivalent age, being that of their history, workplace training, and on-the-job responsibilities. Veterans have years of concentrated and formal job experience that others may not.
Let's talk about some ways that the EDD offers information to veterans and current service men and women.
Absolutely. So we offer monthly veteran orientations at the American Job Center of California. These provide general information on benefits, services, and resources available for all veterans.
If we look at veterans who are currently job hunting, let's talk about where they can go to get more information about businesses who are hiring and to find other employment resources to help these veterans out. Where do you direct them, Kimberly?
Okay. So if veterans are looking for information, they can go to the local America Job Center of California. This is located at 2901 North Ventura Road in Oxnard.
Anything you'd like to close with to encourage both businesses to look for veterans as a great part of their workforce and to encourage the veterans to realize that their skills are valued and they are still honored among the citizens here right in Ventura County? What would you like to say in closing, Kimberly, to those folks out there?
What I'd like to say in closing is that we are available. If you need any assistance, please come down to the America Job Center of California. We have employees that are ready and willing to assist you with anything, any of your needs for both employers and veterans that are seeking employment.
And for those out there who are listening to this interview who might know a veteran, really do appreciate you leading them over to the Workforce Development Board and showing them that these services are available. Very, very important. Kimberly Green, Employment Program Manager, Employment Development Department, Workforce Services. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us. That was great information for veterans and for businesses in the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to learn more about the veteran program and other services available at the America's Job and Career Center, please call 805-288-8400, 805-288-8400. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, please visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
8:46, We Are News Talk 1590 KVTA for a Wednesday morning, May 25th.